Where do you believe they came from, these shapeshifters? Another dimension, another planet, or have they always been earthbound?
Well, it's interesting question. My feeling is they're interdimensional. Well, it's clearly they're interdimensional. They have ability to move into this dimension and out again. And you know, those questions are you know, the jury's out for me. But certainly, what Crater Mutwa says and what the African belief is going way back is that they're actually of the Earth, and they believe that this planet is theirs. But also, we need to appreciate that when we talk of planets, we're again talking of a multidimensional situation. You know, we can look at Mars or we can look at these other planets and we say, oh, there's no life there, mate, they're all dead, look. But what we're looking at is Mars or any other planet from the frequency range of visible light, which we can access with our five senses. Other levels of Mars might be teeming with life in other frequencies of existence. So when we talk about entities from Mars, and people say, it can't come from Mars, look at it. It's because it is possible, because there are other endless frequency ranges of these planets that we can't access, but life exists within.
How did these reptilians on this planet, David, get so powerful?
Well, it's a simple process of disconnecting the mass of the people from the true understanding of who they are and feeding them a false reality. And it's, you know, when you look at this, you don't need that many to run the show. Take the process very simply in, for instance, the American government. The reason that the candidates attract vast amounts of money. In George Bush's case, record-breaking amounts of money. It's necessary, of course, with him to get him in. You are attracting that money from these major Illuminati sources. And if you are someone who is not going to play the game or is not part of the game, then you simply do not attract the money. You end up in a plane crash like Wellston did. You don't run for president and with any chance of victory. And so you, the Illuminati in the background, put the president in place. Then through the president, that's just one position, and look at the power of control in America just by controlling that one position. Through that position, then you decide who's going to be head of the Treasury, who's going to be head of the Pentagon, who's going to be head of the State Department. And those people then decide who's going to be deputy. In fact, they're probably told who the deputy is going to be. And there you have already a structure in which the major departments of state are controlled.
And is this happening?
People below them in the pyramid of the State Department, below them in the pyramid of the Pentagon, take their orders, their direction, and their actions from the top. The number of positions, George, you actually have to control within a government to control the government is ridiculously few compared with the number of people actually in government administration.
So that's
when people
true.
Say it's the government, no, and it's not the Freemasons either. It is that which is manipulating through these organizations and imposing its will through them, not everyone that's involved with them.
Is this happening worldwide?
It's happening worldwide, yeah, and it's happening more and more worldwide. The basic progression of this was that these bloodlines certainly had a major base in Babylon, which is now, of course, what we call Iraq. And the ancient Sumer, Babylon, Egyptian civilization certainly come into this. There was then a movement in terms of focus from Babylon through to Rome. And that's when Rome became the Roman Empire. That's when we had the creation of the Roman Church, which became Christianity. And it's also the reason why, apart from the names being different, the basic story of Christianity is mirrored in the beliefs and myths of Babylon. Indeed, the Holy Days match as well. And then the progression moved into Northern Europe, Rome and what we call the Vatican remaining a major, major player. But it expanded up into Northern Europe, where eventually a major headquarters became London, or as some people call it, Babby London. And then we had the major global progression of this when we had the empires of Europe, particularly the British Empire, the French Empire, which very relevant, of course, to North America. And what happened was that the bloodlines and the secret society networks that manipulate the bloodline personnel into power, they went out from these centers in Europe to the Americas, to Australia, to Africa, Asia, all over the place, and colonized them. But there are two forms of control. One has a finite life, one has an infinite life until it's exposed. The one with a finite life is a control you can see. It's fascism, it's communism, it's dictatorship that you can see, touch, and taste, that you can put a name to. Because the people in that form of control know they're controlled. And eventually, it might take some time, the desire for freedom in the human heart will eventually rebel against that. The greatest form of control is control that you cannot see. Control that gives the illusion of freedom and choice while fundamentally controlling both. And what happened when these colonial powers, especially the British Empire, started withdrawing and giving freedom to their former colonies, is they left out there the bloodline and the secret society network already in place. And they've gone on controlling those countries ever since. The difference is those countries have perceived themselves to be free. If you talk to Credo Mutua, he'll give you chapter and verse on the way that the leaders of black African countries, overwhelmingly after the colonial powers pulled out, were planted people under the control of the former colonial powers. And all that's happened in Africa is that physical occupation has been replaced by financial occupation. And the African countries are as controlled by their former colonial masters as ever they were before. But it's more hidden and less obvious, and therefore there is less rebellion. In America, again, the terrific manipulation of America from outside of America. And once you realize that these bloodlines have an allegiance to the bloodline, have an allegiance to their agenda, and not to the country they are apparently supposed to be members of and leaders of, you start to realize why people like George Bush can be a frontman for the economic and military destruction of America, because that's what's going on.